兄姊妹好。
Greetings, everyone.
七年前，九月十一号。
7 years ago, on September 11th.
我们大家都知道什么事情发生。
We all know what happened on that day.
但是很少人知道，在纽约那个世贸大厦两个大楼垮掉的那一天。中间有一个弟兄是我们教会西培跟 Greta 的儿子。
But not many of you know that our brother Sik Wong and Greta's son was in the two buildings that collapsed.
他没有死，他活的。
He escaped and he's still alive.
所以我今天要做一个见证。
So I just want to share this testimony with you.
这个见证。是当时我们不知道，后来才知道。
It's one that we didn't know at the time, but learned later on.
九月十一号的那一天早晨。
On the morning of September 11th.
Caleb, 他其实是我们教会长大的。
Sixth son Caleb, who grew up in this church.
我们那个时候开始的聚会的时候，他是我们的司琴。
He was our pianist when we first began meeting together.
那个时候台上的人比台下人多。
At that time, there were more people standing up on the stage than people sitting down.
后来他读完书，他就到这个华尔街去上班，很好的职业。
He got a great job on Wall Street after he graduated from school.
那天早上，他告诉他的爸爸，那天很紧张，他爸妈不知道儿子怎么回事。
That day when the incident occurred, his parents didn't know what happened to his son, their son.
他是在 Oppenheimer 这个investment 这个 firm 做事。
He worked for Oppenheimer investment firm.
他们的公司是在34、35层。
Their office is on the 34th and 35th floor.
那天早上，他们公司每天早上公司都给他们员工有早饭吃。
Every morning, this company provides breakfast for their employees.
所以他们那个 cafeteria 是在35楼。
And their cafeteria was on the 35th floor.
那他们就在那里吃早饭。
And they were having breakfast there.
吃完早饭就下来。
And they came downstairs after breakfast.
可是那边隔壁楼就飞机撞上去了。
At the time, the tower next to them was hit by the first plane.
所以大家就开始往楼下走。
People start running down the stairs.
走到十楼。
When they reached the 10th floor.
细节我不一定准确，但是大概是这么一回事。
I don't know the specific details, but generally this is what happened.
他就。几个同事在一起
Caleb was with his co-workers
就听到广播
and they heard this announcement
说大家不要跑 calm down
telling them not to run
不用紧张这个事情只是发生在隔壁的楼我们这个楼没有事的
telling them that their tower is fine this incident happened in the tower next to them
我们回去吧
telling them to go back to their offices
所以他们就请那个电梯再回他的办公室。
So they tried to get on the elevator to go back to their floors.
可是等了五分钟，电梯都没有，大家都在电梯里头。
Because the elevator was so busy at the time, they waited for 5 minutes and couldn't get on the elevator.
所以就很焦虑了，怎么办？怎么回不去了
？So they were very worried that they couldn't get back upstairs.
那他们就觉得还是往下走吧。走34楼上去，还不如往下走。
So they decided it's probably easier to start walking down versus walking all the way upstairs.
所以他就走下去。
So they walked back downstairs.
手里拿着咖啡。
With their coffees in their hands.
啊，走下去到了 lobby.
When they got to the lobby.
哎，第二架飞机冲上去了，冲到他们自己的这栋楼了。
That's when the second plane hit their tower.
所以呢，就看到上面那些废那个创下一片一大片一片片的东西就掉下来，在门外。
They start seeing debris falling from the tower.
那这个 lobby 的这个管理员就说不要出去。
The folks in the lobby, the security of the lobby, telling them not to go outside.
向后走，向后逃。
Tell them to go to the back of the building.
所以呢，他觉得不，他们说要在房子里，免得上面东西掉下来打死。
The security urged them to stay inside the building so they don't get hit by the debris.
起码在 lobby 还是安全的。
At least they'll be safe inside the lobby.
但是他觉得里面我们应该走。
But Caleb had the feeling in his heart that they ought to run outside.
所以他跟同事就冲出去，从后门冲走了。
So he and his co-workers decided to run outside from the back door.
就跑到 Chinatown 去了。
They ran into Chinatown.
对，那里离 Chinatown 不是很远。
It's not too far from Chinatown there.
然后好像就在那个时候，他打电话回家给爸爸妈妈说我们好，我们平安。
That's where he was able to call his parents, telling them that he was safe.
所以，但是当他去 Chinatown 的路上，他就知道他那栋楼整个垮掉了，他的同事好多都死在里面。
On his way to Chinatown, that's when his tower collapsed and many of his coworkers died.
后来这样就整整我们知道现在那一次两个楼压死3000多个人。
And we know that in the collapse of the two towers, over 3,000 people died.
其他我就不必再说了。
And we all know the rest of the story.
我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read a passage together.
这也是我今天要讲，继续讲这一个启示录第六个意象的最后一个部分。
Today I'll continue on the sixth vision in the book of Revelations.
我们请打开18章。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
我们要从第一节念到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
因此后我看见另有一位有权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。
Verse 2. And he cried out with a mighty voice, saying, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit, and a prison of every unclean and hateful bird.
因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过，就发了财。
I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
因他的罪恶滔天，他的不义，神已经想起来了。十七章讲到一个奥秘灾大巴比伦。
Chapter 17 spoke of this mysterious Babylon.
对，你如果注意看十七章的第五节。
In verse 5 of chapter 17.
这里有一个女人，她额上有个名字，说是奥秘灾大巴比伦。
There was a woman on her forehead was written a mystery, Babylon the Great.
那你注意看这个十七章的最后一句话，十八节。你所看见的那女人就是辖管地上众王的大臣。
And the last verse of chapter 17 says, The woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth.
所以一面是用女人这个标号来说到这个大巴比伦的性格性质。
On one hand, this woman is used to describe the character of this great city, Babylon.
你会发现整个的启示录是两条平行线，我以前说过。
In the past I've said that the book of Revelations are two parallel lines.
一面是神的这条线，他在历史中做事。
On one hand you see the line in which describes the work of God through history.
同时你也看见另外一条线，就是那条红龙，那个大魔鬼，他在那里做，也是做事。
The other parallel line is the work of demons throughout history.
Satan.
But Satan.
对。那么在这个魔鬼的这条线上，你就会发现，他很多的事情都是跟神做的事情是刚刚好对称的。
And you can see that the work of Satan, as it was compared to the work of God down this parallel line, some of it they match, or they're
match. 一面你看到神的作为。耶稣基督的工作，圣灵的工作，在这条线上。
On one line, you see the work of God, the work of Jesus, and the work of the Holy Spirit.
同时，你也看到撒旦也在那里做工。
On the other hand, you see the work of Satan.
那你就可以看见有撒旦把他的能力给了那个兽，七头十脚兽。
Satan given his power to the beast with seven heads and ten horns.
这个七头十脚兽有极大的能力 能够行神迹奇事。
This beast has great power. It can perform miracles.
能够迷惑这个整个地球上的人。
And it can confuse all the people of the world.
地上的人都敬拜他。
And the people of the world worshipped him.
他好像就是耶稣基督了。
As if he was Jesus.
然后有假先知。
And then there was a false prophet.
跟他配搭在一起做那个大的工作。
That co-works with the beast to do their work.
好，那么你在神的这条主线上，你会发现最后又出现一个女人，是叫做基督的心腹。
And on the parallel on the line which describes the work of God, there will be a woman who appears, who will be called the bride of Jesus.
那个女人是谁呢？基督的心腹是谁呢？我们基督徒都知道，是指着他的教会说的。
As Christians, we know that the bride of Christ is his church.
那你现在在这个撒旦的这条线上也看到一个女人。
Here also, on the line which describes the work of Satan, there's also a woman.
神称她为大淫妇，又是大巴比伦。
She was called the Great Harlot or Great Babylon.
所以你可以看到神的教会有一个仿冒品。对称起来。
You'll see that there is a product that looks a lot like the Church of God.
啊，那这个神的儿子耶稣基督的心腹，后来也是又是另外一个语言，叫做一个大臣，叫做新耶路撒冷，这是以后我们要讲的。
And later you'll see that this Church of this Bride of Christ is also called the New Jerusalem, which is a city.
所以。这里我们平常不太能够领会的就是在这个点上。
This is the point that we have a hard time understanding.
如果我介绍说你这个人某某人是我的妻子。
If I introduce so-and-so as my wife.
那大家希望看见的是一个人一个女人才对对不对
?And you expect to see a woman standing next to me.
然后等一下我说就是 Bellevue, 那不是昏倒。
But if I said my wife is the city of Bellevue, would that confuse you?
对不对？一个妻子怎么会同时又是一个城市呢？
How can a wife at the same time be a city?
因为这两个观念是没有关系的，对不对？
This concept is so foreign to us.
所以我们读的时候就读得糊里糊涂的。
That's why as we read this, we get really confused.
但是圣经的的确确是用这种符号的语言来表达一个属灵的事情。
But the Bible did indeed use a symbolic language such as this to describe this.
所以我们就需要从属灵的角度来领会，到底当圣经用这个符号语言，它要表达的是什么。
So we try to understand from a spiritual standpoint what the symbolic language is talking about.
那我们上一次讲到十七章的时候，我们就说到这个大淫妇是撒旦或者说敌基督他们在那里。搞一个最大的骗局来迷惑地上的人。
The last time we talked about this great harlot is the scheme Satan, or the Satan put together to confuse the people of the world.
那这个迷惑最大的迷惑是什么呢？宗教。
This greatest confusion is religion.
因为人的所有的追逐，人在地上活着的时候，不是单单为了吃饭。物质的事情。
Because most people live on this earth not just for the simple need to fulfill themselves materially.
人里头有一个追求，就是找心灵上的东西。
There's a desire within human being that's to satisfy their soul, their hearts.
所以人的社会里头，从古到今天都有一个现象，就是要敬拜神。
So in human society, from the very ancient of time till now, there is always a desire to worship a god.
因为人有这个需要。
Because there's such a need.
除了吃饭睡觉之外
，besides your basic everyday daily needs.
那么这个需要就是所谓的宗教。
This need is what so-called religion.
撒旦魔鬼要得着的就是人这一个敬拜的心。
What Satan wants to receive is this heart of worship from people.
那么在这个世界里面，他做的最大的混淆，让人。走错路就是在宗教的领域里头。
The biggest disturbance Satan makes in this world is in the religious world.
所以我们上一次讲到这个大淫妇的时候，就是讲到地上的这一个宗教。
The last time as we talked about the great harlot, we explained that that is pointing toward this great religious system of the world.
这个宗教包含了 天主教、基督教、回教、佛教，什么教，通通，它是个大一统，所以叫做大淫妇。
It's called the Great Harlot because it contains all the religions of the world, whether it be Catholics or Christians or Muslims or Buddhists.
所以这个是十七章的特点。
That is what is special about chapter 17.
但是他现在又讲到这个女人在宗教这个性质之外，另外还有别的性质。
Now in chapter 18, it talks about this woman. Aside from having a religious character, there's another character about her.
这个性质是强调在哪一个点上呢？
And what's the emphasis of this character?
你从刚刚我们读的这五节圣经里面来看。
From the five verses we just read.
你能够看到这几个特点。
You see these special characteristics.
他说巴比伦大臣倾倒了倾倒了。
It says, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great.
下面说成了鬼魔和各样巫灵的巢穴。下面有小字说牢狱。
She has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison of every unclean spirit.
所以在这个地方你看到的第一个特色，这个大巴比伦这个大臣的特色是充满着鬼灵的作为。
The first characteristic about the city of Babylon is that it is filled with the spirit of demons.
啊，你看今天地上我们到处做生意的人，你就特别敏感这件事。
I think for people who are in business in this world, they have a special feeling about this.
特别我们东方人。
Especially Asians.
这个风已经吹到西方，西方也开始学这个套。
You see a lot of that in the Western world too.
买房子要看什么？摆桌子要看什么？
When you buy a house,
看风水。
Oh, you have to look at 风水。
对，是英文就是翻译风水。啊，你做生意，你看那个我们到饭店，中国饭店什么饭店，它一定有一个什么
？When you go into a Chinese restaurant, you always see
关公。
The money god。
对吧？那么，你各行各业啊，有一年我在。香港。
In every industry, one year when I was in Hong Kong.
这是八零年代的时候，他们那时候盖一个在最繁荣的地方有一栋大楼，很漂亮的，一个新的楼。
This was in the 80s, and they were building this great beautiful tower in the middle of the business district.
窗都是圆圆的。
Oh, the windows were circular shaped.
装好了结果又不开，为什么呢？他们告诉我，他们风水先生说你这个窗开的不对，要改。
When the building was built, it was not open to public because the feng shui expert said that the windows were wrongly shaped.
他们又花了好多钱去把那个所有的窗朝另改一个方向。
So they had to spend more money to move the windows a different direction.
诸如此类的很好笑的事情。那中国大陆也是一样。
This seems silly to you, but a lot of these things happen.
那都是讲到这些风水，为什么？因为他们知道这些财要发财的话，你要跟这些神灵有关系的。
Because people seem to think that in order to prosper in business, you have to deal with the evil spirits.
所以你看到这个巴比伦的系统，第一个特色在圣经给我们看见的是它里面充满了鬼灵。
The first special character about the city of Babylon is that it is filled with the spirit of demons.
然后第二个特色
，The second character，
下一节。他说因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了。
For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the passion of her immorality.
Passion of immorality. 就是说这个是一个充满情欲的地方。
So it tells you that the city is a place filled with passion and immorality.
中国话说得很好。
The Chinese has a good saying for this.
什么时候开始搞情欲啊？
When was?
男人没有钱的时候不会作怪。
When a man is poor, he will not run around.
什么时候开始作怪呢
？When does a man have a tendency to go run around? When he's rich.
这个世界给人的是什么？这个商业的世界除了给人财富之外，下来就是情欲。
This world of business.Besides giving you money, the next thing it gives you is immorality.
保暖就要是私淫欲，这是中文，中国的说的很准确。Well, when you eat well and wealthy, next thing you think about is this lust. 下面又有一句，他说地上的君王与他行淫。
The next verse says the kings of this earth has committed acts of immorality with her.
所以这第三个特点呢，就是政治。
The third characteristic about this city is that it has politics.
啊，政治也跟她挂钩。
And politics is mingled with her.
然后第五个特点就是地上的客商因她奢华太过就。
And the fifth characteristic, the merchants of the earth have become rich by the wealth of her sensuality.
所以你在这一个大巴比伦城看到这五方面的特点。
So in this great city of Babylon, there are these five characteristics.
宗教的特点。
The special thing about religion.
政治的特点。
About politics.
邪灵的特点。
About evil spirits.
财富的特点。
About wealth.
罪恶。
And about evil.
这就是这个大巴比伦系统。圣经给我们看到的那个特点。
This is what the Bible shows us that is within this great city of Babylon.
圣经在这个意象里面告诉我们，有一天，这一个大巴比伦整个的系统要在一小时之内垮掉。
The Bible tells us that one day this great system of Babylon will fall within an hour.
那么七年前是一个小影。
Seven years ago, we see a sign of this kind of thing happening.
对吗？两个世贸大厦，这是全世界贸易的中心，在一个小时之内垮掉了。
Two great towers, which is the center of the world's business, collapses within an hour.
人员损伤。
We lost people.
而且呢，财富烟消云散，在那一个早晨。
Also during that morning, we lost a lot of money.
我们认为那一次的损失对美国是一个沉重的打击。
We thought that was a great shock to the American system that day.
没有错，没有错。
That is true.
不但打对美国是一个沉重打击，在那两栋大楼里头还有许多各个国家的商社、各个国家的银行。
Not only was it a shock to America's economy, but also within those two towers held many banks and businesses of various nations.
所以他对。美国有大的打击，对世界许多在跟美国做生意的也有同样的打击。
So it's a shock to America's economic system as well as all those nations who does business with America.
但是圣经告诉我们，这些必须要出现，好像阵痛，妇人生产的阵痛。
But the Bible tells us that things like this will occur like birth pains.
所以从七年前到现在，你会看到有大的地震、大的海啸。
So from 7 years ago until today, we see many earthquakes.And tsunamis.
对不对？还有说不清楚的，龙卷风，恐怖活动，种种种种。
And all the different kinds of natural disasters and terror movements.
对，七年后。
Seven years later.
在同样的华尔街。
On Wall Street.
对，9月15号。
September 15th.
这是我们很多人不知道那一天发生了什么事。
Many of you may not know what occurred on that day.
今天我们看见的layoff.
The layoffs we see in recent news.
是从9月15号做分水岭的。
Stemmed from what happened on September 15th on Wall Street.
那天发生什么事？
What happened on September 15th?
就是直世界牛耳的这些美国大的投资银行。
These great investment banks of the United States.
一家一家的关门倒闭
began falling and filing for bankruptcy.
所以今天为什么我们看见这么多的公司商家接着倒闭呢？
Why do we see so many businesses fail?
其实9月15号，注意啊，又是9月啊，七年前是9月，七年后又是9月。
Because on September 15th,note this also in September, just like September 11th.
这个打击，你如果从经济、从商业到政治的影响，比七年前那一次更惨。
This shock to the system economically is worse than what happened on September 11th.
现在我们还没有人知道，到底美国要。填这个无底洞要填多少钱进去
？None of us know how much more money the United States will need to bail out all these different companies.
这一次九月十五号到今天所发生的所谓金融海啸，它对这个全世界的打击超过七年前发生的那件事。
From what happened on September 15th until today, this economic tsunami is greater than the impact on the world after 9/11.
因为这些金融专家告诉我们
，Because these economic specialists they tell us，
这一次发生在纽约的事
，What happened this year in New York？
这些大投资银行崩盘的事
，Or the failure of the investment banks？
是 structural damage， 是结构性的破坏
，Has a structural damage upon the country。
所以修起来还不是靠钱就可以修，它是整个的系统。意大利的首相总理
，The Prime Minister of Italy，
他说是今天美国的这个世界金融系统已经毁了，要重新建立一个新的世界金融系统。
Said that the economic system in America has completely collapsed. We need to develop a new world economic system.
所以你就知道旁观者清啊，我们自己当局者迷。我们在美国看不清楚到底发生什么事，从外国看很清楚了。
So a third party from a different country can see clearly what is happening to our country, something we may not see ourselves.
这一次的打击是比911那一次七年前更厉害啊。
This is a greater attack on our country than what happened on 9/11.
是，我们可以说这是人谋不臧，人的贪心造成的。
True, we can say that this all stems from greed of people.
但是你从属灵的眼光来看，
But if you want to look at this from a spiritual perspective,
这整个你把这几年所发生的所有的事情连在一起看，
If you look in a greater context of what has happened in the recent years,
这是整个世界进入它最后一个阶段的产前的阵痛，这是主耶稣自己的话。
This is the world entering into a time of birth pains, as Jesus said.
一次比一次更厉害。
It's more and more severe time after time.
对，我们如果觉得这次很惨哈。
If we think that we're so sad this time.
根据我对圣经的预言的认识，到今天十八章，更厉害的还在后头。
Based on my understanding of the Bible and what is said here in chapter 18, it's only going to get worse.
为什么？
Why?
因为这一次的，如果能够修到，如果有人能够，现在大家希望都在奥巴马身上哈，现在全都靠他了。
If our president-elect Obama, as we has put so much hope into him,
如果照圣经我读的没有错的话，他大概可以稍微修一修。
He can probably fix things up a little bit.
但是最后还是要崩盘。
But ultimately, it will still fail.
为什么？因为今天整个的最大的问题，美国的债务已经达到底多少钱？到底美国一屁股债是一屁股多大
？Because we are so indebted as a country. Do you know how much we owe? What is our national debt?
53 trillion.
$53 trillion.
这是真正的数目。
That's a true number.
每年美国一年的 GDP 不过是13个 trillion.
Our annual GDP is about 13 trillion.
那现在我们真正的债务是四年还是五年的 GDP 是53除13是多少？四哈。
Right now we're about
4 years of GDP.
Right now we owe about 4 years worth of our national annual GDP.
如果一个家庭欠债是这么个欠法。你这个家能够过几天日子
？If a family owes that much, about 4 times what this family is worth, how long can you survive as a family？
我们现在我们都在这个船上，我们大家都在这条船上。
We're all in the same boat。
不要太快乐，现在从钱来看，已经差不多，你已经差不多了。
If you look at from the economic perspective, you're not in such a great shape。
所以，有一天这个债务。不但要把美国压垮，圣经从这一章来看，是整个的世界金融系统一起垮台。
One day, this economic failure not only will it cripple America, it will collapse the entire world economic system.
我在 Time Magazine 上看到一篇文章说，怎么可以走出这个森林，这个可怕的森林。
I read an article in Time's magazine talking about how to walk out of this dark forest.
那个作者说，今天唯一的希望就是对中国好一点。
The author said the only thing to do is to be nice to China.
不要再找他麻烦了。
Don't pick on China anymore.
为什么？因为他口袋里有2 trillion 可以借。
because they had $2 trillion we can borrow.
对，因为这些钱必须借，没地方借。现在世界上唯一的大财主是中国。
China is probably the wealthiest country in the world right now.
所以要跟他好一点。
So be nice to China.
但是中国说，我们自己救自己，别的我都不管。
But China only wants to take care of itself. It doesn't really care about other people's needs.
Paulson 这财政部长最近在中国开会回来，两手空空，一毛钱也没有，就唠叨。
So our Treasury Secretary came back empty-handed from China.
那如果没有人借，那中国美国只有一条路，就是自己印啊。
The only other way for America to dig out of this is to print more money.
所以现在如果没有人没有外国人要借给你美国钱的话，美国只有一个方法，就是印钞票。
If we can't borrow money from any other country, the only thing we can do is print more money.
你我没有钱，我们不能印钞票，我们印完钞票就进监牢。
We can't print money ourselves because we get thrown in jail for that.
他可以，因为他有印刷机可以。
But our government can't.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们看看这个世界是没有希望的。
As we look at this world, we see how hopeless it is.
那神告诉我们干什么？
But God tells us to do something.
他说。这是我今天的题目。
This is my topic for today.
第四节，我们一起念好吗？
Verse 4.
我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的民啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的灾殃。”
I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive her plagues."
所以。在这个最后一段路，神对教会的话是什么？
So in the very last leg of this journey, God's word to His people is
是什么？ Out
to come out
出来
to come out
免得跟这个系统一起完蛋
so that you will not fall alongside the system.
听见没有？
Do you hear this?
这是神在最后对教会的话语。
These are the last words of God to His church.
那我就去查圣经。
So I looked in the Bible,
你会发现,
and I discovered,
从圣经创世纪开始,
from the first book, Genesis,
神做工的时候,
when God does his work,
一直到圣经最后第66卷书最后的结束, 他都用了这个字,
until the very end of the Bible, he always used this word.
记得吗?
Do you remember?
创世纪, 谁是第一个听见, 出来!
In Genesis, who's the first person who heard God say, "Come out"?
谁？亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕那个时候在哪里？
Where was he before?
在乌尔。
In Ur.
乌尔大概就今天的纽约这一类的城市，在当年。
It's probably kind of like New York in those days.
是商业大城。
It's a city of full of merchants.
如果你要去找乌尔在哪里的话，你翻开圣经地图，你就知道，就是今天的伊拉克。
Ur.
就是今天的。那个叫不是单单伊拉克的南端，那个叫做科威特，对，科威特。
Ur is but Kuwait is in today's map.
亚伯拉罕是科威特人。
Abraham is a Kuwaiti.
那个时候是非常的繁华，是一切政治、文化、经济的中心。
It was a prosperous city, center of merchants and culture.
那是沉寂巴别塔文化的精华。
It is also it inherited the prosperity of the Tower of Babel.
对，你在创世纪去看就知道。
You can find that in Genesis.
那里充满着我刚刚讲的这个巴比伦的特点。
It is full of the characteristics of the great city of Babylon.
那圣经告诉我们，他们那就是他的富家在那个时候做的生意就是偶像的生意，那个生意很好啊。
And the Bible tells us that Abraham's family was in the business of making idols, and their business was good.
侍奉别神。
And they served different idols too.
那么神有一天就临他的荣耀就向亚伯拉罕显现。
One day the glory of God appeared to Abraham.
所以你去读创世纪十二章第一节第二节。
If you read Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 and 2,
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land which I will show you.
对，这件事到新约讲两次。
The same event was described twice in the New Testament.
一次使徒行传第七章，斯蒂凡告诉我们。
In Acts chapter 7, Stephen said,
你要离开本地亲族往我所要指示你地方去。
When he described Abraham, depart from your country and relatives and go into a land that I will show you.
希伯来书十一章八节也讲这件事。
Again in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith Abraham when he was called obeyed in going out to a place which he was to receive from for inheritance.
所以整个创世纪开始的时候你看见人堕落了。
In the beginning of Genesis you see the fall of man.
堕落到一个地步，自己盖一个全地球上的人联合起来盖一个巴别塔，要塔顶通天，要留名流芳百世。
All the people of the world gather together to want to build a tower of Babel so that they can reach heaven.
这个就是这个巴别塔精神。
This is the spirit of Tower of Babel.
在这样的一个文明里头，神起来做事，就救一个人开始。
In such a world, God raised up one person.
他不是叫做体制内改革。他是叫他离开，不要在那个里面了。
God did not leave him in the system to make the change from inside, but rather ask him to come out.
离开你的本地。
Come out of your people.
离开你的本族。
Leave your relatives.
离开你的父家。
Leave your father's house.
这一切跟这个系统有关的，出来，不要跟他们有关系。
Everything that has to do with this worldly system, leave, have nothing to do with them.
他结果带了两个人，不该带的带着跑。
But Abraham did bring with him two people that he should not have brought.
一个是他老爸。
He brought his father.
还有呢，他的侄子罗德。
He brought his nephew Lot.
这两个都是没有呼召的，可是他带着跑。
God did not call those two people, but Abraham brought them anyway.
所以后来带给他很多的麻烦。
And they brought him lots of trouble later on. But regardless.
神后来也怜悯一个人，叫做罗德，因为罗德是他的亲戚嘛，侄儿嘛。
God did have mercy upon Lot, who was the nephew of Abraham.
所以第二个人神叫他出来的是罗德，从哪里出来
？The second person God called out was Lot.
所罗门。
He called him out of Sodom. 对
对，这记载在创世纪的十九章。
And that is in Genesis 19.
他们住在那里很舒服啊，那个索多玛和摩拉也是很大概跟我们西雅图差不多。
Sodom and Gomorrah are very comfortable places for them to live in.
可能他们也不喜欢这边雨太多，他们那住的话，大概是旧金山。
It's nice and sunny and dry, kind of like Los Angeles.
因为那边有个特点。
Because there is something special about that city.
什么特点
？What is that?
同性恋。
It is a city full of homosexuality.
对。那么因着这个缘故，神要灭这个索多玛和蛾摩拉。
Because of this reason, God wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
结果他们走不走啊
？And God told Lot and his family to leave. Did they leave?
走不走？心灵愿意，肉体软弱。
Their spirit is willing, but their flesh is weak.
所以神派的这个天使呢？干脆拉着他们的手跑，赶快走，不要向后看。
But so God sent an angel and grabbed them by their hands and rushed them out of the city, telling them to not look back.
神本来是说你们全家都可以得救的。
God did say that your whole family will be saved.、
所以不但告诉罗德走，老婆走，女儿走，连他们的女婿都可以一起走。
So Lot, his wife, their daughters, even their sons-in-laws can leave together.
结果女婿那天很可惜。
But unfortunately, the son-in-law.
不信他，岳父的话。
Did not believe in the words of the father-in-law.
圣经说，女婿以为他的岳父在跟他们说笑话。
He thought his father-in-law was joking with them.
所以我相信，这个罗德是很会说笑话的人。
So I think maybe Lot is a funny guy.
结果他笑话说多了，他女婿他说真话的时候，他女婿说你大概又是讲笑话。
He was probably joking around with them a little too much, so when he was telling them the truth, they didn't believe him.
所以女婿不走啊。
So the sons-in-laws were not willing to leave.
好了，那天天使就迫不得已拽着他们往外走。
So the angel had to grab the family and leave.
所以你去看十九章十六十七节的时候，天使说：“逃命吧，不可以回头看，不可以住在平原，要往山上跑。”
If you read Genesis chapter 19 verse 16 and 17, the angel said, "Escape for your life and do not look behind you."
所以你在那里，你有看到这个将要亡的城市，神对他的儿女还是讲同样的一句话：赶快出去。不要在这个里面。
So before God destroyed these cities, God's words to His children is still the same: to escape, to come out of it.
那天很少人相信。
On that day, not many people believed these words.
只有这一家，而且还是拖拖拉拉的， 最后老婆也没跑掉。
Just this one family, even to the end, his wife still did not escape.
他人出去了。
She ran out of the city.
心呢？还是想到他的那个炉子上的蹄膀。
Her heart is probably still tied to whatever is in her house.
他就回头一看，完了。
So she turned around.
他就变成一根岩柱。
She turned around and looked and turned into a pillar of salt.
所以这都是警告的话语。
These are words of warning.
就告诉我们。神要审判这个世界。
That tells us that God will judge this earth.
这是命定的。因为人的罪恶滔天。
This is something that he's always said he would do because our sins are so bad.
神怜悯他的儿女。
God has mercy upon his children.
他盼望我们不要受世人所受的这个审判。
He desires for us not to go through the judgment the world will go through.
所以神三番四次的警告我们准备赶快逃。
So God continuously reminds us to be prepared and to come out.
现在到讲到目前为止是两个家庭，一个是亚伯拉罕的家庭，一个是罗德的家庭。
So far, we're talking about two families that God has called to come out.
那有没有是一大群人，一个国家，一个民族呢？有没有
？Has God ever called a whole nation to come out?
到第二本书，你就会发现亚伯拉罕的子孙变成了一个大的族。
In the next book of the Bible, you'll see that the descendants of Abraham has become a great nation.
谁呀？以色列人，犹太人。
The Israelites.
对不对？那么犹太人在以色列住了430年。
And they lived in Egypt for 430 years.
他们在这个繁华腐朽的埃及文明里面做奴隶。
In this prosperous yet corrupt culture of Egypt, they were slaves.
历史告诉我们，当时全世界的第一大国就是埃及。
History tells us at that time, Egypt was the most prosperous country in the world.
对不对？我们从他们的金字塔，我们可以知道当年的科技文明都是世界第一流的。
From the pyramids, you can see just how advanced they were, either in their technology or in their culture.
但是神的百姓在那个时候干嘛呢？
But what were the people of God doing at the time?
在法老的控制之下。
They were under the control of Pharaoh.
他们说天天和泥做砖，赚个工钱过日子而已。
They earn a wage by making bricks.
所以他们在那里祷告。
So they pray to their God.
神啊，救我们。
To save them.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，应该是蒙福的。今天我们却在人家的辖制之下。
That we are the descendants of Abraham. We are a blessed people. Yet today we're under the hand of Pharaoh.
神听了他们的祷告。
The Bible tells us that God heard their prayers.
有一天，神借着他的仆人摩西来拯救这一大群的神的百姓。
One day, God saved this whole nation through the hand of Moses.
所以，我们去读出埃及记十二章41节的时候
，If you read Exodus chapter 12, verse 41,
正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队从埃及下面一句话是什么？出去了，出来了。
And it came about the end of the 430 years to the very day which all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
这夜是耶和华的夜，因耶和华领他们出了埃及地。
It is a night to be observed for the Lord for having brought them out from the land of Egypt.
那一夜，埃及就被神击打。
That on that night, Egypt was struck by the Lord.
发生什么事？
What happened?
所有 firstborn 人牲畜，通通被神击打。
All the firstborns of Egypt, whether it be people or cattle, were struck down by the Lord.
所以你就知道，神救个人，神也救一个民族，他的选民。
So you see that God will save individuals as well as a whole nation.
我们都在这个世界生活。
We're all living in this world.
我们所有一切好像都是从这个世界来赚得的。
Seems like we earn what we get from this world.
耶稣对他的门徒说
，The Lord Jesus said to his disciples,
你们在这个世界，下面有一句话，却不属这个世界。
You are in this world, but you are not of this world.
现在我们的难题就在这里。
This is where our problem lies.
我们在这个世界
，We're in this world，
也慢慢呢。就是变成世界公民一份子。
And slowly we become a member of this world.
我们很难能够像主耶稣所说的，在这个世界却 不属这个世界。
It is hard for us to behave, as Jesus said, to be in this world but not of this world.
所以我们一在这个世界，我们的根就慢慢向这个世界伸出去。
As we live in this world, we settle down our roots into the world.
我们喜欢这个世界的 fashion.
We like the fashions of this world.
我们喜欢这个世界的财宝。
We like the wealth of this world.
我们喜欢这个世界的享受。
We like the enjoyments of this world.
我们喜欢这个世界的友情。
And we like the friendships of this world.
因为这个世界可爱不可爱啊？
Because is this world lovely?、
啊、可爱不可爱
Is this a lovely world?
可爱极咯
It is.
这个世界是很可爱啊
It is indeed a lovely world.
哎呀，不然大家怎么活得那么过瘾呢
Otherwise, why would we enjoy ourselves in this world?
什么时候才觉得不可爱呢
When is this world not so lovely anymore?
啊 ,layoff 来了
When your layoff notice has come.
对不对进了医院生要死的病了。
When you're so sick, you have to go into the hospital.
或者你失恋了。
Or you lost your love.
Something like that. 否则我们的日子很好过的。
Otherwise, your life is good.
神拼命说不要爱世界，我们说让我爱一点再说吧。
God keeps telling us, "Do not love this world." You keep saying to God, "Can I just love it a little bit?"
但是今天神对他的百姓是说，出来。意思说，你的心不可以跟着这个世界走。
But today God tells His people to come out, which means your heart cannot belong to this world.
神在那一次救整个以色列人的说得很清楚。
God, when God saved the nation of Israel, He said clearly.
以色列人说我要出埃及是因为，不过以色列人当时并没有说他们要出埃及，只是说神啊，你救我们，让我们脱离。
The Israelites never asked to be taken out of Egypt. They just asked to be saved from Pharaoh.
对不对？因为他们做苦工太苦了，希望多一点 vacation.
Because their labor was too hard, they wanted some vacation.
可是神的想法跟人的想法不一样啊。
But God's thinking is different from our own thinking.
我请问，神救以色列人出埃及，目的何在？
Let me ask you, what is the purpose of God saving the Israelites from Egypt?
啊，神说得很清楚。
God said clearly.
摩西啊，你对法老说。
To Moses, to tell Pharaoh.
Let my people go, 让我的百姓走。
To let my people go.
还有一句。好，一起说。侍奉我。
So that they can worship me.
以前他们在侍奉谁？
In the past, they were worshipping who?
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh is 他们的老板呢。
Pharaoh is their boss.
决定他的工资啊。
Pharaoh pays their wages.
对不对？所以他们是侍奉法老的。
So they serve Pharaoh.
但是说到良心，说到底，他们也不愿意侍奉法老，对不对？他们在那边为法老卖命，是为谁啊？为自己。你说的对。
But ultimately, they were working so hard for Pharaoh for their own needs.
因为要吃饭嘛。
Because they need to have meals to eat.
对不对？因为他为什么吃饭
？Why do you need to have your meals？
不吃饭哪里来力气啊
？If you don't have your meals, you have no strength.
我要做工要有饭吃啊。
In order to work, you have to eat.
那你为什么做工
？And why do you have to work？
啊，才有钱赚了。
So you can have money.
那赚了钱干嘛
？What do you earn your money for？
吃饭呢
？To eat.
那你为什么吃饭呢
？Why do you eat？
所以你看，人就在这个圈圈里头。
So we're just in this cycle.
你问为什么赚钱要吃饭？
You earn money to eat.
你问他要吃饭，要做工。
So you can eat and have strength to work.
要做工干什么？要赚钱。
To work.
所以我们一个人就在那赚，赚到死为止。
We're in this vicious cycle until we die.
然后死那天说，这个人啊，寿终正寝。die on the bed.
Okay.
Peacefully.
Until you pass away peacefully on your deathbed.
对不对？我们基督说，习了劳苦啊，这下子。
You rest.
不用再，不用
再劳苦。You rested from your labor.
哎呀，人生如果仅此而已，何必呢
？If this is what real life is all about, then why do we bother?
可是，只有几个聪明人懂了，所以他们自杀了，说这个人生没有意思，没有意思，死了算了。
There's some smart people who found this out and they decided to kill themselves.
我们傻乎乎的人到今天还在推，还在干呢。
But we're still running around this in a circle.
但是人生的目的是我们都知道，不是仅此而已啊，不是吃饭而已。
We know that just to eat and to work is not the purpose of our life.
到底人生活着干什么？神说得很清楚。
God told us clearly what the purpose of our life is.
我救你们出来，只有一个目的。
I saved you out of Egypt.
一起说三个字。
Three words.
侍奉我。
So that you may serve, that you may worship me.
他造我们，他买我们，他就是要我们侍奉神。
He created us, he purchased us for the purpose of
worship. 这是人生的目的。
This is the purpose of our life.
可是今天我们偏偏不干。
But we don't want to do that.
我们愿意干自己喜欢做的事。
We prefer to do the things we like.
所以我们就一直跟这个世界就叫做绑在一起。
So we're bound to this world.
牢牢的，牢不可破。
So stuck to this world.
所以连主要把你救出去的时候，你还得回头看一看我银行的账户怎么样了。
Even when God wants to save you out of this world, your eyes are still on your bank accounts.
对不对？所以我们的心跟这个世界是牢牢绑在一起的，是搞不开的咯。
Our heart is so entangled with this world, it's hard for us to separate from it.
但是今天问题是在这里，时间不多了。
But the problem today is that we don't have much time left.
当年神所说过的话，每一句都要应验的。
All the words that God said back in the day, all will come true.
所以问题是在这里，你到底信不信神？你手经，你手，你我们每个人手里有这本圣经，你到底信不信耶稣所说的话是真的还是假的
？The question is, do you believe all the words that's written in the Bible?
我做神的传道人，这二十几年在这个教会传道，我第一表明我完全信这本圣经所说的。
As a preacher of this church for 20 some years now, my firstproclamation to you is that I believe in every single word that's written in this Bible.
有年轻人跟我说，我听了你这么多年的道，我根本听不懂你到底在讲什么。
I have young people who say to me, I still can't understand what you're saying to us after all these years.
我不知道我今天讲的道还有没有在玄的地方让你听不懂。
I don't know if there's anything that is so mysterious,
abstract
that you cannot understand.
但是我在神面前有一个决心，就是说我要用最简单的话把神最难的道启示录。用最简单的话来表明，让每一个人都可以听得懂。
But my desire before the Lord is that to use the most simple words to explain the most difficult book in the Bible, which is Revelation.
对，如果我这样简单的话你还是听不懂的话，我就没辙了。
If you still cannot understand my simple explanation in my simple words, then I don't know what else to do.
神在这里对他的教会。说
God says to his church,
出来
come out.
我的民啊，你要不要从那个系统中出来
come out of her, my people.
免得和她一同有罪
so that you will not participate in her sins.
在今天这个时候
in this time,
如果我们仍然相信有一天你可以发
if you still believe one day you will become prosperous,
有一天你的 401k, 你的 social security,都还可以用。
One day you can still use your 401k and your social security checks.
你最好把你的耳朵、眼睛通通洗一洗，再看看报纸讲什么，电视说什么。
It's time to clean your eyes and ears to see what the news is saying to us.
最后把主的话拿出来看一看，到底主说什么。
And lastly, look at the words of God, see what He is saying.
我要说的是什么？那些钱现在都没有了。
What I'm saying is,
你信吗？现在那些钱都没有了。
Your monies are gone. Do you believe it?
所以要仰望耶和华。
So you need to focus your eyes on the Lord.
我们的供应从何而来？
Where does our provision come from?
谁养我们？
Who is taking care of us?
耶稣对他的门徒说，天空的麻雀神都顾念他。
Jesus said to his disciples, the sparrows in the air, God takes care of them.
对不对？那么多天上的鸟。
All these birds of the air.
一点都不值钱。一分银子可以买两只。
They're not worth much money.
两分银子可以买五只。
You can buy a couple of birds with a few cents.
神尚且顾念他。
But yet God cares for them.
何况我们呢？
How much more so all of us?
所以如果我们操练我们的信心是靠着神的恩典来生活
So if we exercise our faith and live by the grace that's provided by the Lord
我们不要把我们的精力完全投入在这一个虚空的世界里
And not pour all of our energy into this empty world
是我们上班我们做我们该做的事这都是应该的
True that we still have to go to work and do the things we do every day
但是那不是我们人生的全部
But that is not all that your life is about
生活只是我们就是我们 谋生只是我们生活的一个部分。
To earn a living is just a small part of your life.
我们的主要的职业，神给我们的说得很清楚。
Our main occupation, which the Lord has told us, is
什么是我们的真正的主要职业
？What is our main occupation?
好，声音大一点。侍奉神呢
？To worship God.
侍奉神在哪里侍奉？当然有很多的领域。
There are many areas in which you can serve the God and worship God.
这个领域可以宽到整个的世界，没有错。
And it could reach to the ends of the world.
但是神的主要的 focus 到最后，最后你看见什么东西能够在神面前能够存到永远
？But if you want to look at the focus that God points to at this end time, what is preserved in His eyes?
什么东西今天我们碰的是跟是时间的时间不会就时间过去就消失的东西都不值钱，就是经过这个时间的考验能够存到永远是什么？我请问大家
，What is eternal that is not tarnished or cheapened by the passage of time？
有什么到永世还是在神的面前被纪念有价值
？What is still considered valuable in God's eyes even into eternity？
瓦木如何
？What？
因为我知道他还在瓦木哈，还活着。我们认为的这些大银行一家一家关门了。
Oh, I got it now.
Now you got it.
All the banks that we relied on in the past are failing and closing their doors.
Yeah. 我们三个大汽车工业也要完蛋了。
The big three in Detroit are on its way down as well.
我不敢做预言啊，不过我想波音大概也好不到哪里去。
I don't dare to prophesy, but I think Boeing is still also struggling.
反正我们都是认为绝对没有问题的。
The things we thought were for sure.
对，绝对不会倒的。
These things will not happen to.
现在一个一个都怎么样？绝对不倒就绝对倒。
As soon as you say it can't happen, it won't fail.
所有我们人认为可靠的，有一天你会发现最不可靠。
Everything that we think is reliable, you'll find out that's not reliable at all.
对，所以我们头脑要清醒，总要问问自己。到底圣经里面告诉我们有什么是存到永远的
？So it's important for us to think clearly what the Bible considers as having eternal value.
请问什么是第一？什么是存到永远
？What lasts into eternity?
神的话存到永远。
The word of God lasts.
第二，什么东西存到永远
？Secondly, what else is lasting forever?
地球会不会存到永远
？The earth?
没有。
No.
天地可以过去。
The heaven and earth will pass away.
那么什么东西存到永远？
What lasts eternally?
当然，神的话已经讲过了，还有没有
啊 ？Other than the word of God,
他的教会存到永远。
His church will last into eternity.
所以我还没有讲啊，到后面我们还有第七、第八个意象。
That's the seventh and eighth vision.
神的教会是存到永远。
The church of God will last into eternity.
还有什么
？What else?
人的灵魂也是存到永远。
Our spirit will last.
只是灵魂有两个归属。
But there's two places you can go, your spirit can go to.
一个是永远与神同在。
One is to be with God eternally.
那叫做天堂。
That's heaven.
一个就是永远与神分开。
Or to be separated from God eternally.
那个叫做地狱。
And that would be hell.
Okay? 天堂地狱的差别就是这样。
That is the only difference between heaven and hell.
一个是永远与神同在。
One is to be with God forever.
一个是永远与神分别。
One is to be separated from God forever.
人的灵魂是永存的。
Our spirits will last into eternity.
所以好好想一想，钞票没有了。
So think about it. Your money will go away.
对吧？你的房地产没有了。
Your real estate will go away.
对，你的儿女到那天认不认你还不知道。
You don't even know if your children will remember you.
啊，问题不是你儿女认不认你，神认不认你。
The question is not whether or not your children.
那才是重点。
If God remembers you, and that's what's important.
所以侍奉神，侍奉神，你要想好。到底你一生所有的精力你花在什么东西是暂时的什么东西是永存的
So serving God you have to think carefully how much of our energy is spent on things that's perishable
我讲的是我讲的这么多是不是悬了、啊、难是会不会悬了、
啊、Am I being too abstract?
是非常具体的
No, I think I'm being very specific
我们每一个人都应该懂的
It's something that we all understand.
对，这个系统，这个大巴比伦系统，今天是很豪华，今天是给我们很多有衣有食有穿，什么都有，都是这个系统。我们活在这个系统里头。
The system in which we live in the Great Babylon may give us many things today.
对，我们搞得我们好像眼花缭乱。
To confuse our eyes so that we're.
但是我要说的是，在这里，这个系统，圣经已经告诉我们，要什么？倾倒，要垮掉。
But I'll tell you, one day the system will fall.
人今天想尽办法要把这个东西扶起来，扶起来。
We're trying so hard with our strength to try to lift it back up.
现在我们在的阶段就是 Caleb 在第十楼的阶段。
I think where we're now is where Caleb was on 9/11 on the 10th floor.
那个阶段是什么？第一幢楼已经垮掉了。
At the time, the first tower has already fallen.
第二幢楼正在要垮的这个阶段里头。
The second tower was just about to be hit.
还有一点点时间。
There's only some time left.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand?
还有一点点的时间，你可以反应，可以做准备。
There's only that much time you can react.
再过一下，整个全部 collapse.
The next.In a little while, everything will collapse.
那有两个，你我现在这两个选择。
You and I, we have these two choices.
一个是继续混下去。
One is keep doing what we're doing.
对吧？跟世界的人一样，反正今朝有酒，啊，今朝醉。
You just live like the rest of the world.
一个是准备。
The second choice is to be prepared.
神说，离开。
To come out.
当然，你现在说离开，是不是说离开美国？你逃到哪里都一样。
It doesn't mean to leave America because no matter where you go, it's all the same.
你没有地方跑的。
It's not a place where you can run to.
现在问题是去哪里？
The question is where do you go?
离开你容易讲，离开不是目的，离开是手段，是心态。
To come out is but a method. It's not a purpose.
神每一次说离开的时候，一定说进入。
When God says to come out of somewhere, He'll bring us into somewhere.
亚伯拉罕出来。
He called Abraham to come out.
去哪里？
Into.
迦南美地。
Canaan land.
罗德出来。
He called Lot out.
去哪里？
To go into.
不要到平原。你讲得很清楚，不要到平原。
Not to the valley.
去哪里？去山上。
To the hills.
对不对？犹太人出来。
Called the Israelites out.
去哪里？
To.
去迦南地。
The promised land. Canaan.
结果几个人去了？
How many went?
两个。
Two people went.
可怕。出来人很多。
Many people came out.
进去没几个。
Only a few went in.
你说怎么回事啊？
What happened?
我们这些人就是叫做对神的话是半信半疑。
Because we're still doubting the word of God.
我们从来没有把神的话全部的接受在我们的。
We did not completely accept and believe the word of God.
所以我们的对神所说的话就是反应。我们觉得合理，我们接受。
We will accept what we think is reasonable from the word of God.
我们觉得不合理，我们就不接受了。
If we don't think it's reasonable to us, we don't reject it.
所以我们的结局就是走到一半就没底了，就没有了。
So our consequence sometimes is that we fail halfway.
神说什么叫做信心？
What is faith?
信心不但有起点。
Faith has a beginning.
信心一定要有一个什么？终点。
It also has an end.
要有头。
It has a beginning and an end.
所以刚刚我们祷告的时候，你记得我们祷告的时候说什么？仰望为我们信心创始，还有一句话，成终。
Earlier in my prayer, I said that we need to focus our eyes on our Lord Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
有他的起点，也有他的终点。
It has a beginning and it has an end.
所以今天我们这个时代的基督徒。我们正在一个最大考验的时代里头。
Today, the Christians of this generation are under great challenge.
真的是玩命的，如果不小心的话。
It's be very careful, you may lose your life in it.
我们都有一个好的开始，因为我们都信了，我们都接受了，我们悔改了，神给我们的恩典都有一个好的开始。
We all have a good beginning because we accepted the Lord and we believed.
对，但是有没有一个好的结局呢？
But do we have a good finish?
It depends.
And then that depends.
神保证我们，他要保守我们到。那日到最后一天。
God guarantees that He will keep us until that day.
但是问题现在在这里哦。
But the problem is,
我们有没有责任
？Do we have our own responsibilities?
啊，神是说我会保守你到底。
God did say that He will keep us until that day.
但是是不是 unconditional 无条件
？But is it unconditional?
啊，你照样爱世界。 照样去走你自己的路，根本不把神的话当作一回事，神能够保守你到底吗？
Can our Lord keep you until the end if you just go ahead and live your life in the world as you have before?
你看罗德的一家就是一个点好典型的例子。
Look at the family of Lot.
就是神要救罗德这一家，神的旨意是不是很清楚？
God's desire is clear that he wants to save the family.
要拯救他一家。
The whole family.
可是真正得救几个人？
But only how many were actually saved?
啊，罗德一个。
Lot.
两个女儿。
And his two daughters.
That's it. 老婆都没有。
The wife didn't come out.
对不对？She did.
Sorry.She didn't make it all the way.
所以你就会发现神的应许没有错，他要保守我们到底，这是神的旨意。
God's promise and his will is that he will keep us until the end.
可是这里有一个东西是怎么讲，是会影响他的结局的。
But there is something in it that affects the end result.
那个是什么？人的自由意志。
That is our will, our self-will.
医生有最好的药可以治你这个病人。
The doctors can give you the best medication to save the patient.
医生说你吃这个药一定会好。
The doctor says take this medication
and you'll be safe. 但现在牵涉一个问题，你不一定好，为什么？
You may not be safe because.
什么情况之下这个老兄病不会好？
Under which condition would this man not be saved?
哈。他不吃嘛？
If he doesn't take the medication.
他根本就不信嘛？
If he doesn't believe the doctor.
所以医生再好，药再好，还得有一个因素。
With a good doctor, with good medication, it still lacks one.
就是这个病人愿意吃这个药。
That is the patient being willing to take the medication.
这个我们都懂啊，我们都懂啊，对不对？这个你也听不懂，那我真没救了。
I think we all understand this.
病人要愿意啊。
The patient must be willing.
同样，神要救我们救到底啊，这是神的心愿。
In the same way, God's will is that He will save us to the end.
现在问题不是神。
But the problem is not with God.
问题是谁？
The problem is.
啊？你不要讲人嘛，讲我。
The problem is with me.
问题不是别人。
Not people.
问题是谁？
The problem is whose?
我。
It's my problem.
所以将来你到上帝面前的时候，你不要说你没有救我。
So one day when you see God, don't say that God, you didn't save me.
有的人说是你没有预先拣选我，所以我下地狱的。
You can't say to God, you didn't choose me, that's why I went into hell.
那都是废话。
Those are useless words.
神愿万人得救，不愿一人沉沦。
God wants all to be saved and not one to perish.
没有一个神是说预定下地狱的，没有的。
He did not predetermine anybody to go into hell.
现在问题不是神。
The problem is not with God.
问题是我们人自己。
Problem is with people.
你到底信不信神
you,
像我们所说的每一句话？
Do you believe every word God says to us?
如果你真的信，你就要信到下面这个字是什么？底。
If you really believe, you must believe to the end.
你说我开头不是信的吗？
You may say I believed in the beginning.
不错，感谢主。
True, thank the Lord.
但是这并不是说你今天。将来明天一直能够信到底。
But it doesn't mean that you continue believing until the end.
希伯来书说一句话。希伯来书说什么？
Hebrews said,
你若坚持你的信心到底，
if,
就是神的家。
If you hold fast your faith to the end, that is the house of God.
所以昨天你信不信，那已经过去了。
It really doesn't matter whether or not you believed yesterday.
现在神说的是，你今天信不信？
What God is asking is, do you believe today?
这个是重点。
That is important.
你一直要坚持这个信心到底，那你就得到了。
If you hold fast your faith to the end, then you will receive it.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
在我做结束的时候
，As I end,
我是盼望我们每一个人对这圣经里面讲到出来的这件事情。
I hope for all of you to think about this matter of coming out. In the Bible,
在旧约你看到神呼召亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, you see God called Abraham.
呼召罗德。
He called Lot.
呼召以色列人。
He called the Israelites.
好好把这三个呼召仔细的去前后思想。
Think about these three callings.
我相信神会借着这个呼召向我们每一个人有启示。
I believe that through these callings, God will reveal something to you.
出来进入 他要为我们预备的。
To come out and enter into what he has prepared for us.
因为那个是好的无比，是永存的。
Because that is better than anything and it's eternal.
如果我们把今天所有的精力、所有的资产都放在这个系统里头，
If you put all of your energy and your wealth into this worldly system,
你会失望。
You will be disappointed.
而且会大大的失望。
You will be greatly disappointed.
有人一直对今天觉得，我们明年奥巴马一上台。大家都有希望。
Many people are putting their hope upon the president-elect in next year.
那我也真是祝福你的 IQ。
I say good for you.
人不能救我们。
People cannot save us.
神的话可以救我们。
Only the word of God can save us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Oh, 主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你把宝贵的圣经留给我们。
You've given us your precious Bible.
虽然我们常常读不懂你的话。
Although a lot of times we don't understand your word.
但是感谢你，你把圣灵赐给我们。
We thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit.
圣灵在凡事上教导我们。
Holy Spirit will teach us in all things.
我们常常有一个愚昧的心。
Sometimes we have a foolish heart.
圣灵讲了又讲，我们还是听不懂。
Even as the Holy Spirit explains to us, we still cannot understand.
又兴起环境。
Well, you raise up certain environments in our lives.
你在我们周遭要兴起万事，叫它互相效力。
You will cause all things to work together in our lives.
要叫我们能够被摇醒，被震醒。
So that we be woken up.
让我们真是不再做一个糊涂人。
Let us not be a foolish person anymore.
不认识神的旨意。
To not understand the will of God.
今天你的旨意是。